from around the world, this is the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Frequency Light. All of the wraparound, but none of the OTR.
So refreshing. Excuse me.
Delicious.
Oh God, the front door won't open anymore. I'm lost in old man Stink Button's freaking haunted house. I don't know where Doc is. I don't know where Captain Bone Marrow is. I don't know where Dr. Von Martinez is. Oh man. I don't have a clue where Taliesin is.
I'm Sir Eugene.
How did you manage to get through the front door? Oh, never mind. Just go away. You turn everything in the world to awfulness just by talking.
Because one time, when I was this many...
Okay, here we go.
I was talking, and some people told me, they told me, hey, Eugene. They said, hey, Eugene, that's me because I'm Eugene. And they said, hey, Eugene, stop talking. I said, and I said, yaha. So I stopped talking, and I died.
You're driving me crazy. What's that?
I bet it's a unicorn.
I don't think it's a unicorn.
Yaha! I bet it is.
Eugene, I don't think it's a unicorn.
Yaha! Because one time, when I was this many... Hey! You broke the floor!
I didn't break the floor. It just broke.
You broke it. I saw you.
Eugene, would you just...
Hey! Is there unicorns down there?
Eat it. Eat the cake.
You can't defeat the cake people, Dr. Despicable. You will become one of us.
Nonsense. I'll have nothing to do with your cake jihad.
You must love the cake.
Pie. It's what's for dinner.
Get him, my little Debbies.
Love the cake.
Oh, you drat. I must have something I can use to defeat these...
Eat the cake.
These spongy, icing-y zealots. Let me see here. My intestinal transmogrifier? Oh no, it won't work on cake people in it. What else do I have here? Oh, my sonic skull smasher! What the? Ooh, what's wrong with this thing? The hamster passed out. Why did I power this thing with a hamster wheel anyway? Steam is so much more efficient.
You must eat the cake.
Now, what else do I have?
Must eat the cake.
Oh dear. I've run out of running away room. No. Never! Blast it all. Oh, if only a secret door would open up in the wall and usher me elsewhere in this madhouse. Well, that was certainly convenient.
I cannot stand werebeasts, especially werebugs. There must be something in one of these occult books that would dispel these monsters. This looks promising. Kanda! Castrata! Tatooine! Hazan! Is this your card?
Here's one. Terry, Neri, quite contrary. Monkey nipples and elderberries.
I just pulled a rabbit out of my hat. Where did I get a hat? Sod it.
Back!
Hey, this book has come in handy after all.
Back!
I think I've escaped them. What is that? There must be more of them.
Ow!
Back.
What the? Ow!
Back.
What? Ow!
Back.
That's not my back, you fool. That's my head. Would you?
Ow!
Tallulah, stop whacking me with that cursed book.
Dr. Despicable?
Ow! And who are you expecting? Ray Milland?
Werepugs.
Nonsense. Why would you expect? Werepugs!
Oh, my back. in the heck did I end up?
Oh, at least I've lost that kid, Eugene.
Oh, my God. Because one time, when I was skinny, my mom dragged me to the store. And he told me to stand in where they put the tires and stuff, and told me to stand there till they got back from the Bahamas.
Eugene.
And he took an airplane into outer space. And the plane came down from outer space and landed at the airport. And my mom and dad got out of the plane.
Seriously.
And they paid the taxi driver guy to take them to the hotel. And they went to the hotel, and they got out of the taxi.
Eugene, I'm dying inside.
And the guy driving the taxi took
You're sucking the will to live out of me.
I want to die.
Somebody, please kill me.
And I said, surprise!
Anybody.
And the hotel guy died.
Yeah, died, of course.
Why are there so many Joey Lawrences? Wasn't one bad enough? You could never take the place of Sir Tony Danza. It's face punchings for you, Joey Lawrences. What is this nonsense you speak of? Why can I not give you face punchings? How can you be ghost Joey Lawrences? You're not dead, only your career has died. Screaming in its own filth and whatnot. Back, evil Joey Lawrence, if that's not redundant. Oh, there must be a way out. Open! Come on, open, 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 open! Open!
Back, evil illegitimate children, if that's not redundant.
Captain Bone Marrow!
Mr. Von Martinez?
Run!
And then they died.
Wow, didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, I know. Hey! Did I tell you I like butterscotches?
Yeah, you mentioned that a couple times.
One time, when I was this many,
Eugene, how much is this many anyway? Seriously, that tells me nothing. Oh, great.
But, it does tell you something,
All right, instead of flapping your gums, kid, why don't you help me find a way to get out of this basement, because I have a bad feeling something really bad is going to go down.
I know, because one time, when I was this many,
How many is this many?
Oh, my God. Is that an open doorway? There's no door. If there's no door, it can't be locked. If it's not locked, we can get out. Freedom, here I come! Freedom, here I come! Come on, freedom! What is this? A slide? What the heck is a slide doing in a house? Oh man! Captain Bone Marrow, please get off me! Would it really hurt you to do a few sit-ups or push-ups or something?
It's nice to see you, too. Keep talking like that, and I'll snap your wishbone, you jive turkey.
Jive turkey? Seriously?
I saw a giant turkey once. I remember it like it was one time when I was this many.
Jive. Not giant. Jive.
Yeah, I know.
What do we do? What in the heck do we do?
Please, lower your voice when you yell at me. Calm down. All that yelling is clogging the convolutions in my brain.
We could have beaten them away with the book if you hadn't eaten it.
Well, it was dark. I mistook it for pie.
And at no point did it begin tasting like a book, not a pie?
Didn't I just say it was dark?
Do you have any of those, what are they, trinkets?
Trinkets? What are we buying, Manhattan Island?
Those gadgets or whatever.
You insult me. But I forgive you.
Okay, that's good. That's wrong.
All right, let's.
What now?
I can't see a thing.
Feel around. See if you can figure out where we are.
See. I can't see anything. It's pitch black in here.
They're coming through the door.
My keen powers of insight and uncanny ability to assess a situation and construct an astounding plan of action tell me we should go this way.
What way? I can't see.
Just follow my lead.
Whoa!
Ow! Stairs! Ow! Falling down! Stairs! Ow! Ow!
Falling down!
Ouch!
So you were attacked by Joey Lawrence?
It was terrible. I was so scared, I peed a little.
As an irrational fear of the blossom heartthrob, this one.
And you saw your hordes of illegitimate kids?
I did. I peed as well. I peed a lot more than Von Martinez here.
Oh, I don't think so. I'll bet I peed way more than you did.
Whatever, lightweight. I peed gallons. Gallons, my friend. Gal-lons.
Whatever! Look, mine hasn't even dried yet.
Would you guys cut it out?
So what did you see?
I didn't really see anything. Well, except for Eugene, but that's really Eugene. But believe me, nothing this house could conjure up would scare me any more than the thought of having to spend another minute with Eugene.
Where did Eugene go?
I think we lost him. Well, I say I think we lost him, but I thought I lost him earlier, and then suddenly...
Surprise!
Jeez-um, Pete, Eugene!
Did I surprise you guys?
Eugene.
No more of the yelling.
Was it too much?
A little, me lad, a little.
How is it you keep popping up like that? Eugene.
Because one time...
That's not even an appropriate answer to my question.
Ow!
Doc? Taliesin?
Surprise!
Wait, so you guys saw werepugs?
It was awful.
Terrible.
Awful.
Terrible.
Awful infinity plus one.
Hold on, guys. I'm beginning to wonder if any of you actually saw any of this stuff.
Don't be ridiculous. I think I know a werepug when I see one. And the cake cult. I saw the cake cult.
You saw the cake cult?
I did saw the cake cult.
Eh, you see, I don't think you did.
Them's fighting words.
And I saw all my illegitimate children. And there are absolute buckets of them.
Just listen to me. Each of you were wandering around in a haunted house. A house owned by a mean guy whose very meanness made the house weird in the first place, right? Each of you saw something. The very thing that frightens you most. Though I still haven't really wrapped my head around the whole Joey Lawrence thing for Dr. Von Martinez. But don't you see what I'm getting at here?
I think I do.
Something in this house is tapping into your worst fears and externalizing them.
Nuh-uh!
Shut up. Actually making them something physical.
Nuh-uh!
Shut up. Old Man Stink Button is scaring us the way that he used to scare kids when he was still alive. Shut up.
So all of this is Old Man Stink Button's doing.
You know what this means, right?
What's that?
This means Old Man Stink Button is still in the house, and the only way we're ever going to get out of here is to defeat Old Man Stink Button.
I'm sorry. Do I know you guys?
So where do we start looking for Old Man Stink Button?
Well, it seems like we've covered the first floor. So either he's on the second floor or somewhere in the basement we haven't been yet.
You know what this means, guys? We have to split up.
No, I don't think so.
I have a better idea.
Like what?
What?
Your better idea.
I got nothing. I just want to postpone your terrible, terrible idea.
I really don't want to be by myself either.
Taliesin, you'll be with Doc.
Which is certainly more annoying than being by myself, but it's still not good.
Stab me in the back, why don't you?
Look, guys, we're never going-
In the back!
It seems to me splitting us up makes it easier for Old Man Stink Button to get us. It'd be like shooting fish in a hot pocket.
I realize how dangerous it is if we fish in a hot pocket. Do they make fish hot pockets?
Did I surprise you? Because one time, when I was this big...
Oh, that's just great. Now I'm going to have to work out the this big to this many ratio.
You've got to stop that, Eugene.
Wait!
What?
I've got an idea. I'm a terrible, terrible person for suggesting this, but I think it will work.
We don't have time to make a pot of tea, you backstabbing Nancy boy.
Doc, not now.
He really hurt my feelings.
Sorry about that, old friend.
No, that's fine.
You were getting a little...
I know. I said it was fine. However, if you wake up sometime this week dead, that's fine, too.
Is that a threat, you dress-wearing sissy?
I already said it was a lab coat that highlights my adorable tuchus.
Guys!
What good are scientists anyway?
Guys! Taliesin!
Right. So Old Man Stink Button comes out on Halloween to terrorize the trick-or-treaters, right?
Well, yeah, that's what Captain Bone Marrow said.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so what?
Why are you guys looking at me?
Wait. Did someone mention Hot Pockets?
Trick-or-treat!
Is he going to share his candy with us?
Be quiet!
Shush!
Trick-or-treat!
How did he get back outside?
I have no idea. I mean, the door was still jammed shut last time I checked. kid's like a greased green beret. He just pops up whenever he feels like it.
Trick or treat! Come on! While I miss Minnie!
It's working! Something is happening!
So when do we eat the Hot Pockets?
Shh! Something's coming!
Crikey, it's hideous!
I've never seen anything so terrible.
There's nothing in Davy Jones' locker that horrified him.
Guys! Guys! I think I went to prom with her!
Trick or treat!
Trick or treat, huh? Where's your trick?
My trick? Like I gotta do something? I can dance. Oh, yeah! Get down! Not bad, Bill! Jump back!
Not good enough.
What's that thing taking out?
Bloody hell! It's his... It's his fly swatter!
I can't let that weird kid get swatted!
Taliesin, come back!
Oh, let him go. We were seconds away from discussing Blackpool FC's lineup.
I see you too!
Oh, dear.
Wait, is he talking about us? Is he talking about us?
No, but thanks to all that yelling, I see you now.
Thanks a lot, Doc.
What do we do?
Let's use our ninja powers on him!
Back to Ron Martinez! Oh, man, that looked painful.
Arr, what do we do now?
How am I supposed to know? The man with a plan since Stink Button's big, giant, greasy fist.
Ah! What the... Hexbells! We should have made a run for it while the front door was open.
Oh, man! Our last chance for escape. Doc, do you have any ideas? Doc? Doc?
Once again, all that Thighmaster work saves the day.
Well, one of us got out.
Something's happening.
Oh no, it's terrible. The Stink Button Beast's belly button is growing wider.
Somebody get me out of here.
I don't believe it. There's somebody in there.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm the devil.
The devil! The devil! The devil! The devil!
Welcome, everyone, to the belly button of the damned.
I'm never hanging out with you guys again.
What do you want from us?
What do I want from you? I'm Satan. What do you think I want? This house is a massive soul collector.
I was right.
Oh, all
right,
blast it all.
Come on.
Hold off to your garters.
It came to my attention many years ago when Old Man Stinkbutton had accidentally infused the walls of this house with so much malcontent, a few of my demon minions began hanging out here on weekends. Then it was work outings, birthdays, anniversaries, bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs?
You see, everything you and your ridiculous friends experienced were merely demonic manifestations.
Ha ha ha! Curse you!
Right again! Come on, give me money.
That's it. I'm going back to Gamblers Anonymous. Money, do you, you take traveler's checks? Money.
Even without your trick-or-treating ruse, you would have attracted Old Man Stinkbutton eventually.
That's Old Man Stinkbutton?
Yes, yes, it is. Do you like what I've done to him? Added the tentacles. Added a few rooms. In fact, we're putting in a Starbucks next week.
That's so evil!
Isn't it, though? So where was I? Oh yes, this house. So... Every Halloween, my minions unsummon the house so that it appears in some random Halloween-practicing city in the world and uses the house's evil and the demon stink button to suck up as many children's souls as possible.
Shiver me timbers. That's so evil. And I'm a pirate. I've done some pretty evil things. Here, let me show you one.
Get the bone marrow.
What? I was just saying I could show him one.
Not now.
Anyway, like I was saying, that's so evil.
Well, I am the devil. Anyway, despite how deliciously sweet the souls of children are, monster souls are rare and intoxicating. In fact, I once devoured the souls of two mummies and a ghoul and went to this party. Wow, that was a wild night. I woke up with three succubi, a complete collection of Black & Decker rechargeable tools, and 2 gallons of mango chutney. Those were the days. So this is a real treat, gentlemen. And now the great demon stink button will cram you all in his belly button, where you will slowly and painfully rot while you slip further in, eventually dropping into a leg of fire where you will spend all eternity.
You mean we're going to... To heck?
Don't sound so surprised. You and your friends were all destined for heck anyway. I mean, you hang out with monsters and mad scientists.
And pirates.
Yes, yes, and pirates.
Representing.
If you hadn't blundered in here on Halloween, it would have just been a matter of time. Well, the time for talk is over. Time to burn in heck, zombie astronaut.
Nuh-uh.
What?
Nuh-uh. Cause one time, when I was this many, I knew this guy, cause he went to my kindergarten.
Who is this brat, anyway?
Why is he talking?
Anyways,
he had lots of snot, and he wiped his nose on his shirt. But one time, he wiped it on somebody's jacket. Gross, huh?
What somebody? Why is my head hurting?
So he was at lunch, and there was this guy, Paul, and he would tell Paul funny stuff. Because if Paul laughed, milk would come out his nose. So he'd tell Paul a joke, and it was a really funny joke.
Oh, my head. Make him stop.
Farting gorillas are just funny. They just are. I know, because I only laugh at funny stuff. I don't laugh at stuff that's not funny because I don't.
Captain Bone Marrow, look. Something's happening to the demon stink bottom.
It's that kid. His talking is so annoying. It's pulling that demon apart.
Shut up! Somebody make him stop!
So, he told Paul the joke about the farting gorilla, and Paul laughs and milk comes out his nose. And there was this guy named Russell, and Russell was allergic to grass. That's crazy, huh? He was allergic to grass. I'm not allergic to grass, but Russell was.
It's... it's melting or something. Man, that's gross.
It's not just the beast, Mr. Zombie. The house is coming apart.
So anyways, Russell saw Paul have milk into his lunch tray. And Russell looked at his lunch tray, and he looked at Paul's lunch tray, and he looked at his lunch tray, and he looked at Paul's lunch tray, and he made a vomit right there at the lunch table.
What does this have to do with anything? Won this thing, zombie astronaut, but mark my words, one day I'll get you and your little friends, and you'll find I've created a special place in heck for you. I'll be back for you, zombie. I'll be back.
Oh, the stink button demon has disappeared. Grab little motor mouth there and let's get out of here.
Eugene, let's go.
Okay, cause I got more stories. Anyways, where was I? Oh yeah, so this ball, my ball, has milk in his lunch tray. And this guy Russell, he makes a vomit in his lunch tray. And this girl makes a vomit in her lunch tray too. But I don't know her name cause I don't like her cause she has this many fingers. And that's too many and that's gross.
Oh, that was close.
You're telling me, Buster.
That's it. I'm taking the first plane home. You people are dangerous.
Nuh-uh. Cause one time, when I was
Stop.
This many...
Eugene, seriously, not now. Where's Dr. Von Martinez? Dr. Von Martinez, did you just fall out of the sky?
I got tired of listening to Satan ramble on about how evil he is. Oh, I'm so evil. I'm the devil. I mean, how boring is that? So I went looking for Hot Pockets, and then the world exploded!
I know! Cause one time, when I was this many, my mom got mad at my dad and told him, if you don't shut up, I'm gonna hit you where the sun don't shine! And that's Alaska!
into the Winnebago before that kid's yammering kills you all.
Out of my way.
Women and pirates first.
Hey, it's so
hey,
my
guys.
Fault.
Wait, I gotta tell you about Alaska.
The Horrible House of Old Man Stinkbutton was written by Andrew M. Boylan, Brent Higgs, Casey Locke, and W. Ralph Walters. Eugene was Therese Chavas. Dr. Von Martinez was Brent Hanks. The Cake Lady was Gwendolyn Jensen Woodard. The Cake Cult was Daniel Lurie, Robert Lurie, and W. Ralph Walters. Taliesin appeared as himself. The Werepugs were Edie and Basil. Satan was Mr. Weird. Dr. Despicable appears courtesy of Thighmaster Incorporated. W. Ralph Walters was whatever was left. The theme song was written and performed by Papa Suede. The theme song was performed by Astrochimp Enos. All other music licensed by Network Music, Big Fish Audio, Pro Samples, or written by W. Ralph Walters. For more Frequency of Fear, visit frequencyoffear.com. For more Frequency Light, visit http://www.zombieastronaut.net/frequencylight.html.
My moderate to severe nostril inflammation was always a social embarrassment. Even if I draped a napkin across my nose during an attack, the other restaurant patrons knew that it was huge, red, and swollen. That's when my doctor told me about Nuvenast.
Nuvenast is a topical ointment prescribed for patients with moderate to severe nostril inflammation caused by hay fever, postnasal drip, or psychosomatic pregnancy. Take Nuvenast only before an attack of inflammation, as the temptation to apply it over your entire giant nose may be moderate to severe. Side effects may include falling over, falling down, falling sideways, and loss of balance. The vapor emitted from Nuvenast may be harmful if inhaled. Users are cautioned to avoid breathing when using this product. Women who are pregnant, men who are thinking about getting a woman pregnant, or children who were born due to pregnancy should not consider taking Nuvenast.
I'm enjoying the moderate to severe social freedom of a much smaller nose thanks to Nuvenast. Ask your doctor if Nuvenast is right for you.
If you're having trouble affording Nuvenast, the Actigra Corporation has a program in place to help you get a high-interest payday loan to assist you in purchasing your first dose.
Your day just got a whole lot better. You're listening to the Mutual Audio Drama Network.